Let's get our energy up, up, up. Happy Friday, Eve. Welcome to the show. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. School year's winded down, so remember to show some love to your teachers who are informing and inspiring us to be a little better each day. Give a handshake, a high five, a fist bump. Let them know I see you. All right, we begin today with an historic decision stemming from the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Three European nations, Spain, Norway, and Ireland, say they will formally recognize a Palestinian state next week. More than 140 UN nations already recognize Palestinian statehood, but very few European nations have gone that far. That's why this announcement is significant. Spain, Norway, and Ireland say this is the best way to achieve lasting peace in the region. But not everyone agrees. President Biden says it would be better for Israelis and Palestinians to negotiate a two-state solution themselves rather than have outside countries apply this kind of pressure. And Israel, for its part, is furious. It ordered its ambassadors from Spain, Norway, and Ireland to immediately come back to Israel. So what does it mean to recognize Palestinian statehood? For now, it's a largely symbolic move, but it puts pressure on Israel as it fights a controversial war in Gaza. Countries that recognize Palestinian statehood believe there should be an independent Palestinian nation that operates like any other country in the world. Right now, much of the international community considers Gaza, East Jerusalem, and the West Bank as occupied Palestinian territory. Next, we head to Iowa, where officials are surveying the damage after a series of storms and tornadoes ripped through the Midwest on Tuesday. In Greenfield, there were several deaths and injuries. One official says the town, about 50 miles southwest of Des Moines, has been almost entirely destroyed. At least 18 tornadoes were spotted across Iowa on Tuesday. So far this year, more than 800 tornadoes have been reported in the U.S., making it one of the most active years on record. The storms are now set to travel both north and south, with officials saying cities from Tulsa to Cleveland should be storm aware. People in central Honshu, Japan, have had enough with over-tourism at a famous landmark. You may remember we reported on the show about the concerns of locals near Mount Fuji, where a great selfie spot has caused all sorts of issues for their town. CNN's Hanako Montgomery tells us how a much-discussed solution to deal with the surge of out-of-towners has finally gone up.
This view, once the perfect snapshot of Japan's old and new, now has a black curtain drawn. Overwhelmed by tourists blocking roads, littering, even trespassing onto private property to take selfies, the town of Fujikawa-gachiko has now erected a black curtain to block the view and deter tourists, much to the locals' relief.
There have been many accidents involving foreign tourists recently.
And to the dismay of visitors.
So I think put a black panel on this road is something with brute force. And I think they can do better for this.
Mount Fuji, a UNESCO World Heritage Site and a Japanese icon, attracts millions of visitors annually. But post-pandemic, numbers have swelled to record levels, well beyond control, local authorities say, causing human traffic jams and garbage to litter the sacred peak. The local prefecture now says it needs to charge $13 per climber and impose a daily hiker cap of 4,000 in a bid to address overtourism starting this season.
But as you can tell by the crowds of people around me here, one of Tokyo's biggest tourist hotspots, Mount Fuji isn't the only victim of overtourism. It's a nationwide problem. Over 3 million people visited Japan in the month of April, and though that's good news for the economy post-pandemic, it's put a strain on resources and local communities.
Earlier this year, the historic city of Kyoto had to close off some alleys to combat geisha paparazzi, a name given to visitors snapping photos of geisha without permission. While Kamakura, a seaside town just outside of Tokyo, is urging tourists to walk around instead of taking the train to ease congestion. Struggling to accommodate an unprecedented surge of inbound visitors, many encouraged by a weak yen, local tourist spots have resorted to taking matters into their own hands, even if it means curtains for an Instagram hotspot.
10-second trivia. In what year was artificial intelligence founded as a field of research? 1935, 1956, 1970, or 1983? If you said 1956, your intelligence is not artificial. In 1956, Dartmouth College professor John McCarthy organized a summer workshop around Alan Turing's question, "Can machines think?" McCarthy named the project Artificial Intelligence, and a field of research was born. Hollywood actress Scarlett Johansson has some serious issues with the new voice for the bot in an update for OpenAI's ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence program with which you can have conversations. She says that voice sounds eerily similar to hers. CNN's Jason Carroll is on the story.
Good morning, Theodore.
Good morning.
You never saw her face in the sci-fi romance titled Her, but audiences knew it was Scarlett Johansson's distinctive voice portraying Samantha, the synthetic Siri-like character in the 2013 film.
You have a meeting in 5 minutes. You want to try getting out of bed?
You're too funny.
The actress now speaking out against OpenAI and its CEO Sam Altman, saying her real voice sounds too close to the one OpenAI created for ChatGPT's updated model. The artificial voice goes by the name Sky. Here's a sample of what Sky sounds like.
Hey there, it's going great. How about you?
Too similar for Johansson, she released a statement saying, "My friends, family, and the general public all noted how much the newest system, named Sky, sounded like me. I was shocked, angered, and in disbelief." Altman fired back, saying the voice of Sky is not Scarlett Johansson's, and it was never intended to resemble hers. We cast the voice actor behind Sky's voice before any outreach to Miss Johansson. On OpenAI's blog, it said the company wanted a voice that was timeless, approachable, and it narrowed a field of more than 400 voice submissions and settled on a different actress, saying, "We believe that AI voices should not deliberately mimic a celebrity's distinctive voice." Altman would not reveal who they hired to voice Sky, he says, to protect their privacy. Johansson isn't buying that, saying not only did Altman reach out last September with an offer to have her voice ChatGPT 4.0, which she says she declined, she also says 2 days before it was released, Altman asked her agent if she would reconsider. Then he tweeted this on May 13th, the day of its release. Just one word. Her. People we spoke to were split on whether ChatGPT's Sky sounds similar to Johansson.
I can definitely see how it sounds like her.
Do you think the voices sound similar? Yes,
no, not really.
I don't think it sounds similar. I don't. I think it's distinct enough.
People can debate all they want. Johansson has hired legal counsel, saying this is about protecting a person's likeness and identity. As for OpenAI, it paused the use of Sky Voice in its products, its CEO apologizing, saying, "We are sorry to Miss Johansson that we didn't communicate better."
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. Cowabunga, or dogabunga? Check out these four-legged fur babies hanging 10, hitting the waves with their human companions in a surfing competition in northern Spain. Supaw stars in the annual European Dog Surfing Championship over the weekend. Look at them go. A pet food company organized the event to promote dog adoptions and to discourage pet abandonment. We are given a huge round of applause for a chocolate lab named Koa and her owner Juan Manuel Santiago, who were crowned winners of the waves. All right, now I told you there are some things planned for the summer, for after this final week of the show. One thing is, we want to know what you would ask the presidential candidates running in this 2024 election. Something about their policies, maybe their thoughts on the current state of the U.S. or of your state. We want to hear from you. We may get an opportunity to use your question in the near future, so let us know and stay tuned. All right, favorite part of the day, a very special shout out to Mr. Morton's class at Columbia Middle School in Aurora, Colorado. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. Go Cougars. And this shout out goes to the Trojans, the mighty Trojans in Mr. Mahoney's class at Worthington High School in Worthington, Minnesota. Let's go. See you tomorrow, everyone. And happy Friday Eve. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10.